We're going to study Maharal to Parshas Noach, but not in the Gur Aryeh on Parshas Noach, but rather from Be'er Hagola, Sefer Be'er Hagola, Be'er Chamishi, toward the end of Be'er Chamishi. In these editions of the Maharal Be'er Hagola, pages Kuf Beis, Kuf Gimel, and Kuf Dalet. On the bottom of page Kuf Beis, left-hand side. The Maharal is going to discuss what Chum did to Noach. The Torah says that Noach was inebriated, that he created an orchard, a vineyard, that when the grapes were ripe, he harvested them and made wine, drank the wine, was drunk, and then he was offended. I use the word offended because the Torah says very little about exactly what had happened, but he was offended. The offense committed by his own son, Chum. Vayesh min hayayin vayishkor vayiskal besoch ahalo. He was uncovered, he was naked. Vayar Chum avi chinan es ervas aviv. Ostensibly, all the Torah says is that Chum saw his father's nakedness, told it over and discussed it, described it to his brothers, Shem and Yafes, then went about covering their father's nakedness. Vayiketz Noach miyena, now quoting from the Pasuk, the Maharal says, Noach woke up, Vayeda eis asher osoloi b'noi hakotan. And Noach knew or understood what his son had done to him. Vayomer, and Noach said, Arur Kinoan, cursed be Kinoan, Chum's son. Eved avodim yihya le'echav, let him be a slave of slaves to his brothers. Rav Ushmuel, Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Rav and Shmuel discuss what exactly did Chum do that's so terrible. Chad Amma Sersa, one man to Amma says that he castrated him. He caused his father to no longer be able to have children. The Chad Amma Rivai, the other man to Amma says that he sodomized his father. According to the Manda Amr, according to the opinion that he had brought his father to where his father couldn't have children anymore, that he castrated his father, so he would not be able to have a fourth son. Noach would now not be able to have any more children. That's the meaning of kilkaloi berivi. Therefore, mida keneged mida, Noach cursed Chum by cursing Chum's fourth son, the fourth son that he, Noach, wouldn't be able to have. The Torah says, "Bnei Chum Kush u'Mitzrayim u'Fut u'Chanaan." So the last, the fourth son of Chum was Canaan, and Noach cursed Canaan. Manda Amar Rivai, according to the Manda Amar, that he was sodomized by his son. Gamar Vayar Vayar, that's determined from the fact that it says Vayar Chum. And it says in the case of what Shechem ben Hamor did to Dinah, Vayar, Isa Shechem ben Hamor. So that's how we know that what he did wasn't just to see or look at his father's nakedness, it was something far more nefarious. It means that he sodomized his father. Bishlam alamando amaserso mishum hachi kililai berivi. Understandably, mida keneged mida, Noach cursed the fourth son because that's the son, the fourth son he, Noach, would not be able to have, so he cursed Chum's fourth son. But according to the Manda Amar that he sodomized his father, Maishna Rivi'i, why did he take it out, so to speak? Why did he curse the fourth son, Nelate Behadeh? Why didn't he just curse Chum himself? The Gemara answers, Hava ha, heavy. According to the Manda Amar Rivai, according to the Manda Amar that he sodomized his father, that was in addition to castrating his father. So because of the castration, and not being able to have any more children, he responded, Noach responded with punishing and cursing Chum's fourth son, Canaan. Valdovazem islaininim. There are those who criticize or scoff at what the Gemara is saying. Bishvil she'en hadas mekabel, ki Noach shohi ish tzadik yeh nasabai hadavar hamaguna hazeh. They scoff at this because how can you believe? How can you accept that something so obscene would happen to Noach, the Ish Tzadik? Acher shehitzile min hamabo, shehu davar pela, gadol va'atzim. the miraculous salvation that was granted Noah should then be followed by such tragedy, by such injury befalling him, that he should be so disgraced or shamed. This that they don't understand the Torah, it's because bishvil ki hamislaninim ha'elu, those who are criticizing this, lo yardu ledivrei Torah, they haven't gone to the depths of understanding of Torah, rak b'havara bilvad, they've just glossed over the psukim and the words, lo bi'iyun hasichli, they haven't applied themselves intellectually to what the Torah is saying. Aval chachameinu, hayolahem ha'iyun hasichli, our chachamim, they understood Torah, and they understood the words and the meaning of Torah, and how the Torah conveys meaning to us. She'im loy hoya nasa l'noyach, if nothing had actually been done to Noach physically, rak she'ro'o chom ervas aviv, if it was merely that chom saw his father's nakedness, v'chi b'shvil zeh, hoya ma'arad u'makalal as b'noy, would that be cause for Noach to curse his son? Asher kol odom b'tivoy meisa nafshe al b'noy, where typically, normally a father would give up his own life, let alone be devoted daily to one's son. B'shvil davar aray, shegiya lo shira es ervas aviv yikalal es b'noy, because of a happenstance where Chum happens to see his father uncovered, would that be a reason to curse his own son or his grandson? V'loyhoya ba'olam rak hu uvanav, the world was populated only by him and his sons. So clearly he would have had great compassion. He wouldn't have just responded with such anger and with cursing his grandson and all that he has are these few sons and grandsons. So he must have done something. It can't just be that Chum saw his father's nakedness and said something about it to his brothers. And the Torah also says as much, that something was done. She'amar es asher osa loy b'nai hakotan, that Noach saw what had been done to him by his youngest son. Uma osa loy shayach kan, what would you say was done if merely looking at his father was the offense, or seeing his father naked was the offense? Ulefichach pershu hakosuv b'chachmasum, and that's why Chachameinu, in their wisdom, understood and interpreted she'osoloi genus v'chesren gadol, that he disgraced his father and diminished his father's dignity verily, and hurt his father physically, biologically, at the very least, embarrassing him and hurting him. L'manda amar rivoi, according to the manda amar, that he had been sodomized, and even worse, damaging him physically, taking away his procreative abilities, according to the man Amar, who says Sersai, that he was castrated by his son Chum. Va'al yiyah kasha l'chom, it should not be so astonishing. You shouldn't wonder or ask, v'chi ma'isa g'nayu g'nus k'ma'izeh yasa Chum. Now he turns to the other side of the coin and says, could Chum have done such a thing? It's not a question. If one understands Chum and what Chum was all about, attesting to what Chum was all about, Chum's metal, look at his children and grandchildren, his descendants are the nations of Canaan and Mitzrayim, where the Torah attests about these two nations, Shehem Toldois Chum, that they are the children of Chum, Maise Toyavoseim Biznus, that they're all about promiscuity and licentiousness. That's what defined those nations. Where did it come from? It came from their ancestor Chum. Kidichsiv, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, as we leave Mitzrayim and march toward Eretz Canaan, we are not to be like the Mitzriim, Bnei Chum, nor be, God forbid, like the Canaanim, Bnei Chum. Hari Elu, Shnayim, Meid HaKosuv, Ma'aseim, Biznus, Ve'erva. The Torah is telling us that they're all about, that their character trait is lewdness and promiscuity. Ulafichach, Mizet Teda, Echoidochukam Avihim Biznus. Now you can see, judging by his descendants, how involved he was, how completely enwrapped Chum was in Znus and Erva, in licentiousness and in debased sexual acts. Ad she'elu shneim hayu yotzim mechum, such that these nations so characterized are his descendants. U'mizeh teida kama hayu dovuk Chum biznus she'en lecha p'chisis u'gnai kemoizeh li'yos revea aviv. And it went in the case of Chum to the extent that he even sodomized his own father. This is something that you can understand. Necessarily so. That's what Chum was all about. That's the life force in him was so corrupted. He was the essential mushchis, if you will. The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin says, for example, similarly, that Shlosha Shimshu Bateva, where they were not supposed to be with each other, the world is being destroyed, and they're not supposed to have conjugal relations while in the Teva. But there were three creatures that did, in fact, have conjugal relations. Kelev, Oirev, V'chum, the Gemara says. Dog, raven, and chum. And this is consonant with what the Maral here is saying, that that was who and what chum was. According to the Manda Amar that says that he took away his father's procreative abilities, that he castrated his father, that means that Chum was the cause of no longer having children. The ultimate curse, because bracha means to give rise to generations, to give rise to children. Not being able to is the ultimate in klola. Noach was properly destined to be the one to yet have more children, to be the one to populate the world. Latzeis mimenu toldei sa'olam. V'zeh haben, and this chum, hayagernim shalayia, yoytzim mimenu oid toldei sa'olam, caused that there should no longer be any more children born to Noach. V'sara says, aviv v'asad avizel aviv m'pneshehu, hayaraytzil yas b'makam aviv. And he did this because he wanted to be the one with four sons. While the Torah is telling us that Noach would have been the one to have more children, he was the one to have a fourth son. Chum denied his father that fourth son, saying, I'm the one who has four sons, not you. Rashi, quoting Chazal, tells us that it was a matter of not wanting to have more brothers, because he says, Cain and Abel were only two, and one killed the other. We are already three brothers. Surely, Father, you don't want to bring a fourth brother to be competition with all of us. But here, the Maral is saying that it's specifically because he was the one to have four sons. He wanted to be the one to be preeminent in bringing the world's population about. They should all descend from him, more so than from his father, Noach. Ulekach, therefore, kilele brivi gam kein, that's why Noach cursed his fourth son specifically. There's no holding back or taking away. There's no destruction of bracha so severe as destruction of the ability to give rise to new life, to have a child. Because Noach is, after all, the father of all that is today humankind. Habracha, this is the bracha that he, Chum, wished to take away from his father. That's the bracha of more children, which he denied his own father. He didn't want his father to have more children, and that's why he cursed him. The beginning of the next paragraph on the top of the left side of page Kuf Gimel, the Maral explains that this is the corruption of Chum, begufay ubenafshay. Bodily and spiritually. Begufay, because Rivai, the Manda Amma, says that he had relations physically with his father. To have that kind of sodomous relationship is with the guf. To deny his father the ability to bring life into the world, nafshai. That's to destroy the nefesh. And that's the corruption of the nefesh of Chum. Now, later on in this paragraph, about 12 lines down, Maral turns to a very unique and different pshat of what it means when the Torah says that Chum saw his father naked and that that was the injury, that that was the assault. V'gam yeshlema shehakosuv hu kipshutai. The Maral suggests that we can take the pasuk on its face value. Yes, the assault was what he did with his eyes. Rak shebo'u lefarish. But Rav and Shmua, in the Gemara Maseches and Sanhedrin, are coming to explain ma'hayagayrim hadavar hazeh she'ra'a Chum ervas aviv. What happened as a result of how he looked at his father's nakedness. Now, Vayeda is the very, very operative word. It's not just that he saw, but Noach knew what that meant. Noach understood how he looked at his father, with what licentiousness, with what a terribly corrupt vision of his father's gender, how he looked at his father. There was a great and very destructive act perpetrated by the way he looked at his father's nakedness. Otherwise, why would the Torah say that Noach knew what his son had done? Normally, Riyah, just merely seeing something, isn't tantamount to and doesn't affect an action. Noach understood what it meant. Looking that way at his father, he had done something to his father, he had done something indecent to his father, and taken away his father's entire dignity, the entire special character or kedusha of his father's ability to procreate. Ki haznus b'chol mokom nikri ri'iyah. Throughout the Torah we find that znus, licentiousness, is described as perpetrated first with ri'iyah. Not only first with ri'iyah, and then that leads on to the actual act, but the Torah uses the word to describe the erva itself, as in the pasuk, v'ro es ervasa, v'hi sira es ervasai. Harei ki hachibur b'znus, having this kind of relationship, that illicit coming to be with someone, it's called ri'iyah, nikra ri'iyah. V'kan d'chsiv v'yar chum ri'iyah zeis hoya legamri shelznus. Looking was with some kind of perverse personal satisfaction that he derived or had some thoughts of a terrible kind as he looks at his father's body, as he considers his father's procreative ability, his father's sexuality. Ki ein kol hariyos shavos. When you say you look at something, it's not so benign. They're not all exactly the same. Ki chum lefi goydel koichai, because of this tremendous power, because of his inflamed sense of what relations are all about, and because of this licentiousness with which he saw life and the world, shehaya davak biznus, he was so much in the grip of licentiousness. Hayeriya shaloi maisiznus. It was itself a vile act just to look that way at his father. Maisiznus legamre. It was fully a licentious act to look at his father that way, v'nechshav ze sherivai, considered tantamount to having been with him physically, to having sodomized his father. V'chol ze yedua me'etzem koich shel ish ze. Again, it's understandable if you know what Chum is all about. Shehaya Chum ze davak b'erva u'beznus, ad sheheriyah shalei belvad, nechshav znus u'lekach oma sherivai. That's why it's as if, and it's tantamount to his having done that to his father, tantamount to his sodomizing his father. Lamanda Amasersai, according to the Manda Amr that he castrated his father, again, Savar, that Manda Amr believes ki hariya hazais saras es Noach. Looking at Noach that way debilitated Noach's procreative abilities. Vaya mevatal koichai shal Noach milahoilit. diminishing Noach's ability to give birth. Ki etzem ha'ever hazeh, because that part of the body, ra'u lo ba'atzma shelo yiyo lo hagiloi, it's never to be seen, it's never to be uncovered. It's meant to be kept with a certain measure of tznius. V'gilui erva hu bitul koyach shelo, revealing it, treating it without that sense of decency, destroys it and destroys its procreative abilities. Olafichach Omar, therefore the Torah says, ki b'ri'iya zois sersai. He then quotes how the Gemara says, kol ha'raya b'ervasai, looking at erva, kashtein in eris, it causes one to no longer be able to function. It causes one to become infertile. It doesn't allow one to have procreative abilities. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, in Chavakuk, er yuseyer kashtecha. Perashnu, looking that way, incorrectly at the Aver, destroys it. That is, it corrupts sexuality to the point that the person is not able to even function sexually. And this is what he did by looking that way at his father. So Chum represents this terribly debased way of understanding or of considering what human sexuality is about, what it's for, what it's intended to be. We, the Jewish people, of course, we understand that the very opposite is true. As the Rashi points out, Kedoshim Tiyu comes after the Parsha of Arayos, because when you have carefulness, when you have distance placed between us and Arayos, you are at the place where you begin to foment Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. So the curse of Noach is the curse of, meaning the curse that he cursed Canaan, the curse that he, Noach, expressed against Canaan, is one that stems from the fact that this ancestor of these nations of Canaan and Mitzrayim, his son Ham, was this kind of a debased person, was this kind of a person who saw and would destroy with such a vision, with such looking at human sexuality, corrupting it, destroying it, diminishing it, and then destroying it. And that is the story of why what he did by looking at his father was so much more than just to look at his father. In the first instance, the Maharal explains what he did, if in fact Rav and Shmuel mean that he acted upon his father's body, sodomizing him, or taking away his procreative ability, castrating him. But the second way of the Maral's explaining of this is that indeed it was only as the Torah says, he looked at his father. But with what kind of a look? How did he consider, and why did he look the way he did at his father's nakedness? That's so destructive, so corrupting of human sexuality, that it would even be injurious physically to his father. So we understand now what Chum represents and why Noach responded with the klala, with the curse of Canaan, because of what Chum had done to him. This terrible diminution of not only his body and his dignity, but of his ability to bring bracha, the teladais of generations, into the world to create a future for the sake of the glory and the will of Hashem.